This is Mark Steiner. Today is July the 21st. Welcome to this day in history.
Oh, it's too hot, lady. Gotta run for shelter, gotta run for shade. It's too hot.
That's too hot, like Cool and the Gang. It's sweltering out there, and it's always been at this time of the year, which is sure why Willis Carrier invented the first air conditioner today, 1902, up there in steamy Buffalo, New York. It is 1656, and the institution of slavery is gaining a powerful foothold in the American colonies. A woman named Elizabeth K. Grinstead, whose father was a planter and mother an African slave, brought a lawsuit to gain freedom for her and her son from slavery. Elizabeth Grinstead based her argument on the facts that her father was an Englishman, and she was a Christian. She won that case, married an indentured servant, and lived free the rest of her life. But it also began a process in the Virginia House of Burgesses, their legislature, to later pass laws stating that the status of children would follow that of the mother, not the father, that black Christians would remain enslaved, and that only Englishmen could own African slaves. An interesting side note, among Elizabeth K. Grinstead's descendants is actor Johnny Depp. The National Association of Colored Women's Clubs was founded today in 1896 when three powerful organizations of black women, the National Federation of Afro-American Women, the Women's Aero Clubs of Boston, and the Colored Williams Leagues of Washington, D.C., met in Washington. They emerged as a way to tackle the issues left in the wake of legal segregation, as they wrote their original mission, to furnish evidence of the moral, mental, and material progress made by people of color through the efforts of our women. By 1918, 300,000 members across the nation for this group. And today, the National Association of Colored Women's Clubs continues their work. And today, the first Indochina War ended. Vietnam was partitioned into North Vietnam and South Vietnam by the Geneva Conference in 1954, after France surrendered North Vietnam to the Viet Minh revolutionaries, who had fought the Japanese, then the French, and later, as North Vietnam, the Americans. And 5 years later, in 1959, Boston Red Sox got its first African-American player, Elijah Jerry Pumpsy Green. The Boston Red Sox were the last Major League Baseball team to integrate. And we highlight a few birthdays today. Mathematician, educator, civil rights activist Charles Louis Reason, born today in 1818 in New York City. At the age of 14, he was considered a child prodigy and started teaching at the African Free School. He fought for the education of black students, co-founding the Society for the Promotion of Education Among Colored Children. But math wasn't his only specialty. He got a job at New York Central College in 1849 as one of the first black professors in that predominantly white institution. He taught Greek, writing, Latin, and French. His work went beyond the world of education. He was founder of the New York Political Improvement Association, through which he won the right to jury trials for formerly enslaved fugitives in New York. And he was also the leader of the successful 1873 campaign to outlaw school segregation in New York. So happy birthday, Charles Louis Reason. It's also the birthday of Atlanta, the Atlantic Life Insurance Company founder, Alonzo Franklin Herndon, born enslaved in Georgia in 1858 today. He moved to Atlanta, where he, interestingly enough, opened a whites-only barbershop. His success as a barber allowed him to buy over 100 properties, including a Florida plantation. Alonzo Franklin Herndon, founding member of the National Negro Business League and original member of the Niagara Movement, also purchased a failing insurance company, which became the highly successful Atlanta Mutual Insurance. And it's the birthday of Connecticut-born Tuskegee Airman, journalist, and educator, author Charles Sumner Chuck Stone, born today in 1924. With degrees in political science, economics, and sociology, Stone began working as a journalist for New York Age and as a White House correspondent for the Washington Afro-American. And he later became the first black columnist for the Philadelphia Daily Record. And we remember the first black seminarian to be educated in the United States, Charles Randolph Uncles, who passed away today in 1933 while in residency at Epiphany College in Baltimore. The date and place of his birth is not known, but Uncles did attend the Baltimore Normal School for Teachers, now Coppin State University, and went on to teach in the Baltimore Public School System. He was later ordained in 1891 after attending St. Hyacinth College in Quebec. And the Charles R. Uncles Senior Plaza in Baltimore is named in his honor. And today in 1877, Pittsburgh expressed solidarity with Baltimore by staging a sympathy strike after watching rioting in Baltimore by Baltimore-Ohio Railroad workers, during which 9 workers were killed by the Maryland militia. That sympathy strike in Pittsburgh also was met by the Pennsylvania State Militia, killing 50 workers. And here's a song for you, July the 21st. Today is the birthday of singer-songwriter Stephen Dimitri Georgiou, born today in London in 1948. Don't recognize that name? That's probably because you know him as artist Cat Stevens, now Yusuf Islam. And to celebrate his birthday, we hear his song, Peace Train.
And I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, I've been smiling lately, dreaming about the world of one.
To continue your exploration of this day in history, visit steinershow.org for resources. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back with our discussion on the presidential campaign.
Peace train, take this country, come take me home again. I've been smiling lately, thinking about...